You know that old Peter Falk movie from the early 70s with where Ben Gazzara had one point in the scene where he's real drunk and he's trying to push himself back into the womb of a fat lady?
What, is that a Cassavetes film? Was it Death of a Chinese Bookie? Or
I think it was Husbands or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's trying to, you know, getting real drunk, pushing himself back into the womb of this real huge woman.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just kind of, and I may be off base here, but I see the same thing having happened a number of times between George and Barbara.
Yeah, I think he probably does it whenever he sees her. He tries to get back in there.
I know I would.
And you know what's sad is that I hear that you can.
Yeah. Well,
I hear that at family gatherings, most of the Bush family gets back into Barbara's womb.
The Saudis have been there.
Sure.
You know it.
Yeah. Prince Bandar has been up in there. But a lot of times that's where they serve the buffet. Like if they're at Kenny Bumpport, the entire Bush clan will go, come on, it's time to get into Grammy's Yanni. And everybody just, the flaps open, and everybody, the entire Bush family, just climbs right up into Barbara's vagina, and that's where they serve the food.
The buffet. That explains why Osama's survived so long up there.
Yeah, and a lot of boating is done up there, too, apparently.
Boating?
A lot of boating, and you know, a lot of those fishing pictures are all taken inside Barbara's vagina. And a lot of people don't realize this. You know, when, what's that thing, George Bush was on, the Segway?
Segway, yeah.
Yeah, when he fell down and hurt himself on that Segway, that was inside his mother's vagina. And many people don't realize this, but this is the world that these people come from. They all come from that, and they all re-enter that. And that's they find a lot of their strength in there. Many members of the Skull and Bones Club have weekly meetings inside of Barbara Bush's vagina.
It's a huge place. It's a national treasure. I hear Teddy Roosevelt declared it a national treasure.
No
many
kidding.
Years ago, yes.
Teddy Roosevelt did.
Yes.
That's why I heard
the great
that,
conservationist.
I don't know if you heard this, and maybe I didn't get the press right. Maybe this is a fringe thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard they were thinking about actually putting a wing of the Smithsonian in Barbara Bush's vagina. And I don't know if they vote on that kind of stuff or if they just do that, if that's something that needs to be legislated.
They can vote on it, but they got to have a lot of ventilation. That's my argument.
But that also means that they'll have to sell tickets and anybody could just go in there, which I think goes against what the family's really about.
The Spirit of St. Louis could fit in there.
Yeah, it's been in there. I think they're thinking about moving that over there.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm not sure how far we can go with this, but I hear that there's no global warming in Barbara Bush's vagina. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. Really?
Yeah, that if you lived there, that the chances of the race go ahead existing beyond when they think global warming will happen is that's apparently the people that are on the inside.
Right.
That, and I mean that both figuratively and literally, will be the only people that survive. So anybody who can fit in or is able to get into Barbara Bush's vagina are really the people that are going to be in charge of the future.
I went to the Natural History Museum a few weekends ago here in Los Angeles. Mm. You know what exhibit I saw?
What?
Bog people. You know where they found them?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Bush's vagina. No? The bog.
Yes.
In Ireland?
The bog people, you know, the peat bogs everywhere, all around.
I'd like to go see that. Was it creepy?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they have, like, a mummified bog people?
They had the actual bog people.
And they're very small, aren't they?
They're very small because they kind of shrunk a little, but they have the original facial things and the hair.
I like that stuff.
One girl with a was strangled.
And these are people that didn't realize they were going to necessarily die, right?
Or even necessarily walk into
into that
Bush's
mess.
Vagina.
Right. And here they are thinking, like, you know, what good am I? You know, really, what does life mean? What is immortality? And you learned a little something about the bog because of their mummified corpses. So we can only hope to have that kind of longevity after we die.
I would love to have myself mummified in that manner.
In the bog?
And then brought back into a museum somewhere.
Well, maybe you should get in touch with the Bush family and see if that option's available to you. Just tell them who you are. I'm Jim Earle, and I want in.
I smuggle myself in one of the buffets.
Yeah, you can maybe work at the buffet, just act as an employee.
That's right.